comes.
I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
Yes, it's time once again for the Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon Podcast, and I'm glad you joined us again this week. We have an interesting podcast for you because it's going to be very different, very strange. There's some elements missing from the podcast this week, and I have searched wide, far, flung throughout the entire intranets. And I haven't been able to find some of the typical things that I like to share with you on a podcast, and I'm very frustrated over that. So, I'll just do the best I can. I was having a really hard time finding Geek Culture this week. I searched and I searched and I searched and I searched. I spent hours searching and couldn't find any good Geek Culture. So I decided, well, I found a few things, but they were really lame. I'm talking, boy, they were so lame, they were just too lame to even play. So I got to thinking, why can't there be some really good Geek Culture like, oh, I don't know, Code Monkey by Jonathan Colton? Now there was Geek Culture! So I decided I would look at Jonathan Colton's site, and I found something there that I will play for you. But before I do, I must play Code Monkey, because I really like the song a lot, and it's one of the first Geek Cultures that I found by Jonathan Colton, and so here, without further ado, is one of the great Geek Culture songs of all time, perhaps indeed the best Geek Culture song of all time, Jonathan Colton with Code Monkey.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting with boring manager Rob. Rob say Code Monkey very diligent, but his output stink. His code not functional or elegant. What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think maybe manager wanna write in page himself. Code Monkey not saying out loud. Code Monkey not crazy, just proud. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like tab of Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man with big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey hang around at front desk till your sweater look nice. Code Monkey offer buy you soda, bring you cup, bring you ice. You say no thank you for the soda, cause soda make you fat. Anyway, you busy with the telephone, no time for chat. Code Monkey have long walk back to cubicle. He sit down, pretend to work. Code Monkey not thinking so straight. Code Monkey not feeling so great. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man, big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Thank you a lot. take bath, take nap. This job fulfilling in creative way, such a load of crap. Code Monkey thinks someday he have everything, even pretty girl like you. Code Monkey just waiting for now. Code Monkey says someday, somehow. Code Monkey like Fritos, Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man, big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you.
Ah yes, Code Monkey. Oh, it's just so wonderful. Anyway, another song by Jonathan Coulton set this up for you. He did a song. I think he occasionally gives himself challenges, you see. In this particular challenge, he said, can I do a song where I name every one of the American presidents in order? And he did. Okay. And since people are talking a great deal about the people that are running for president, of which all three of them don't interest me a whole lot, it's been a very boring year for presidential election thingies. Anyway, I thought it would be appropriate to perhaps play Jonathan Coulton's song called The Presidents.
Washington came first and he was perfect. John Adams kept us out of war with France. Jefferson made Louisiana Purchase. In 1812 James Madison kicked the British in the pants. James Monroe told Europe they could suck it. John Quincy Adams looked just like his dad. Andrew Jackson got rid of all the Indians. Van Buren served one term, but he wasn't bad. William Henry Harrison died early. John Tyler annexed Texas from Mexico. James K. Polk fought Mexico to keep it. Taylor was a Mexican war hero. Fillmore gave a boat to Commodore Perry. Pierce repealed the Missouri Compromise. Buchanan saw the Civil War's beginning. Lincoln saved the Union, then he died. Johnson just survived impeachment. General Grant enjoyed a drink or two. Rutherford B. Hayes ended Reconstruction. Garfield was assassinated in 1882. Arthur suspended Chinese immigration. Cleveland made the railroad people squirm. Harrison signed the Sherman Antitrust Act. Grover Cleveland served another term. McKinley kicked the Spanish out of Cuba. Roosevelt was handy with a gun.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like that part where he says, I don't like to make political statements, and then just sings nothing at all. So, yeah. Okay, anyway, that was the president's Jonathan Colton, preceded by Code Monkey, which, of course, is one of my favorite all-time geek culture songs. Anyway, there you go for our geek culture this week. By the way, if you will check out the blog that is at drbill.cc for Computer Curmudgeon, that's Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, you will find up in the upper right-hand side corner of the sidebar that we have an advertisement that you would do well to click on. It is Go to My PC. If you will go to that link and click it, you can download Go to My PC, or I should say, you should be able to acquire Go to My PC for 30 days, absolutely free. And I would encourage you to do so, because then you can get to your PC anywhere you might be on the entire interweb. And of course, that would be a good thing, because one should never be without one's PC. So there you go. Go to My PC. Also, if you notice, there's a line there, the Shameless Commerce Center. Click on that. It will take you to the bottom of the page of any of our blog pages, and you will find all kinds of advertisements for many of our sponsors. Yes, we appreciate them. They keep us doing the silliness. By the way, speaking of the silliness, if you would like to help us greatly with the silliness, if you'll notice up on the upper navigation bar thingy here, the last button there says money. If you click it, you will find that we would like you to send us some money. If you do that, it will be a very, very good thing, because it will help us continue the silliness. And that will be good. It says make a donation. You click that and you can make a donation, and you'll see there that we are also PayPal verified, meaning that we're not scamming you, because when you click donation, you don't get anything anyway, so it's definitely not a scam. I shouldn't say you don't get anything. You do get more silliness with a Dr. Bill podcast, but there you go. Anyway, it's just been a weird week. What can I say? It's just been weird. Let me tell you how weird it is. How weird is it, Dr. Bill? Well, it's this weird. Yes, that's the Geek Software of the Week drum roll, but there's no Geek Software of the Week. I just played the drum roll because I normally do, and there you go. But there's no Geek Software of the Week because I couldn't find any worthwhile Geek Software of the Week. I had a hard time finding any geek culture. It's just been that kind of week. So, I will go straight to the reminder. And of course,
this podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry. Blueberry.com.
Blueberry.com and Tech Podcast Network, both of which we are proud members, and we like to promote one another's podcasts, so...
Excuse me, can I have your attention for just 60 seconds, please? Thank you. Do you have a portable media player? Are you looking for some great content? Maybe you're sitting at your desk at work looking for something to brighten your day. Are you a podcaster looking to cross-promote with other podcasters? Are you tired of digging through the podcast directories? Then now, yeah, right now, is the time to let the podcast start coming to you. Hi, I'm Dave Jackson from the Podcast Promo Show. And every day at the Podcast Promo Show, we reach into the grab bag of promos that are sent to us from podcasters, and we pull out one, and we share it with the world. The great thing about podcasting is there are podcasts about every subject, so every day, this quick podcast will help you discover great content, one promo at a time. You can find us at podcastpromoshow.com. That's podcastpromoshow.com.
The Podcast Promo Show. Now, there's an interesting idea for a podcast. He does nothing but play promos of other podcasts. Okay. Anyway, there you go. Now, here's the thing. This week, as I mentioned, has been low on geek culture, low on geek software of the week, but we do at least have some tech news. I'm sure glad, because otherwise we'd have no content at all. Anyway, the Justice Department has approved the merger of Sirius and XM Satellite Radio. Huh? Now let's just stop and think about this for just a moment. The Justice Department, you see, is in the business of making sure that there is not an imbalance in the force concerning commercial operations. In other words, they're trying to prevent monopolies. And so, you have XM Satellite Radio, and you have Sirius Satellite Radio, two satellite radio companies. How many satellite radio companies are there? You're right, two, XM and Sirius. There is only two. They wanted to join together. It went to the Justice Department. The Justice Department is supposed to keep from having monopolies. So what did they do? They approved the merger of XM and Sirius. So now there's only one satellite radio company. Go figure. Okay, enough of that one. Next item. If you use the Open Relay database on your email server, stop doing it now. Now, here's what I don't understand. The Open Relay database was a free feature, operation. I'm not sure exactly what to call it. Bunch of guys got together and said, look, let's make sure that all the open relays in the world are cataloged into a database and prevented from causing problems with email systems. A noble venture. And so they created this and called it the ordb.org Open Relay Database. And all you had to do was put a little reference in your SendMail file, as I did, and it would keep your email from going into a black hole, which is very cool. Now, I grossly oversimplify the whole process, but that's okay. We really don't care. Anyway, the point is that this Open Relay database went black. They said, we're tired of this. We're not doing it anymore. We're just quitting. So all these guys quit, went off to do other things. That was back in December. December of 2007. I didn't know about it, of course, at the time. But just this past week, suddenly, I was getting no email. People were not getting my emails. Nobody was getting emails at my house. It was a very sad thing. And my wife was going, what's the matter with the email? And so I said, I'll check it out. And so I tried to send myself an email. Didn't go anywhere. I tried to send myself an email from my Gmail account. Didn't go anywhere. Matter of fact, it bounced back and said, pfft. And I went, what? And I noticed that it said, problem with the Open Relay database. So I did a little Googling and found out, sure enough, it had closed down in December of 07. And so I said, okay, why would it stop working now? So I took that line out of my SendMail, SendMail.mc file, rebuilt it, and everything started working again. The moral of the story? You got to stay on top of these things. Yeah. So that's why I'm telling you about it. If you run your own email server, and I realize that's a very small minority of those people who are listening right now, that's okay. And you're using the Open Relay database, stop it! Okay. Next item. Only 6 in 10 people know that TV is changing over to digital next year. This is one of those that basically the item here it causes me to reflect upon the fact that there are a great number of people out there that are, oh, shall we say, less than technically savvy. And they've been missing all the commercials where people have been going, yo, dude, the TV is going to change. It's not going to be analog anymore. It's going to be digital. And these people have been sitting out there looking at that commercial going, What'd he say? They don't get it. And so when the people call up on the phone and say, do you know that your TV is changing over to digital next year? They go, what'd he say? So 6 in 10 have figured it out. They've gotten the message. 6 people out of 10. That leaves
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That leaves 4 people who don't get it. Now, if we set those 4 people down and we explain very carefully that TV was going to go from analog to digital, and that their old TV would no longer be able to receive the signal, and that that was going to happen next year, those 4 people still wouldn't get it. So, the government is all concerned about this. They're very worried. What about those 4 people? What are we going to do? I say, if they don't know enough to pay attention to the commercial saying it's changing, then forget about it. They'll probably be staring at their blank TV screen with the static going shh, and go, boy, that sure is a boring program, Mabel. Yeah, that same thing was on last night, too. And you know they'll not notice. So don't worry about it. I say let them be. Eventually they'll get tired of watching static and go back to the radio. Yes. Okay, next item. Open Office 2.4 is out, and it has new features, and it's very cool. You should download it immediately. Now, I did 2 things. One thing is on one computer, I removed, using add remove programs, I removed OpenOffice 2.3, and then I installed 2.4. On another computer, I simply installed 2.4, and it took care of everything without me having to have gotten rid of 2.3, so you can do it either way. Just a word to the wise there. But it's very cool. You should check it out, and you can click on the link and find out what all the new features are. There are so many, I don't want to go into it. So there. All right, next item. Support Miro and feel good about OpenIPTV. The Miro project is having a fundraiser. Now, I know many of you are saying, yeah, like I care that they're having a fundraiser. Well, now, before you get all bent out of shape, think about it. This is the Miro project. It is done by the Participatory Democracy Project. That's why they changed their name to Miro, because Participatory Democracy Project sounded very strange. Sounded like they were trying to overthrow the government or something. And that's not what they're trying to do at all. What they're trying to do is make sure that internet television remains free to everyone, and that everyone can create their own programs and put them out there and not have to answer to a big government or commercial interest that might try to squash creativity and freedom. So there you go. Anyway, when I did that, it made my mustache itch. Very strange. Anyway, the point is that the Miro project is very cool. I like it a lot. It has a neat player. You can download the player 100% for free. And my mustache is still itching. It's just driving me crazy. Anyway, the point is that it is free. You can download it. But since it is free and they don't charge for it, they occasionally have to ask for money, because you gotta have some money to keep the wheels rolling and the grease in the wheels and the thing and so forth. So they ask for some money, and you should probably give them some. It is non-profit and therefore tax deductible. So I'd encourage you to click on the Help Support Miro button there, the little line, the little link right there in the blog, and it will take you to the page where it will allow you to participate in the participatory democracy thing called Miro. Anyway, also you'll notice if you go to the Miro Guide, which is at miroguide.com, good place for it actually, and you click there, there is a little line that says channel search bar. You can search for all of the thousands of programs that are actually out there. And if you type in open source and hit the button and scroll down the page, you'll find, there it is, drbill.tv, our very own internet TV program just for you. How cool is that? And you can see the little picture of the very strange-looking individual there, known as Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Cool. Anyway, next item. Google goes dark for Lights Out Day. Now, you might ask, what is Lights Out Day? Well, you see, there are many environmentalist wackos out there, and they've been perpetrating the grand hoax called global warming. And so they have gotten together and said, I know what we'll do. We'll have a Lights Out Day, which, by the way, is the 29th, which is today as I record this, March the 29th. And tonight at 8 o'clock, you're supposed to turn your lights out for 1 hour in order to show solidarity for the great cause of not using power and going back into the dark ages. So Google, in honor of that, has turned their homepage black. And they say, we've turned the lights out, now it's your turn. Click here for Earth Hour. And then it explains the environmentalist wacko whole thing about doing this turning off the lights thing. Let me read you a little bit. Google users of the United States will notice today that we've turned the lights out of Google.com homepage as a gesture to raise awareness. I'm surprised they didn't say raise consciousness. Usually they're raising consciousness. Anyway, raise awareness of the worldwide energy conservation effort called Earth Hour. As to why we don't do this permanently, it saves no energy. Modern displays use the same amount of power regardless of what they display. However, you can do something to reduce the energy consumption of your home PC by joining the Climate Savers Computing Initiative. On Saturday, March 29th, 2008, Earth Hour invites people around the world to turn their lights off for 1 hour from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. in their local time zone. They're not even doing it all at the same time. They're staggering across time zones. What's up with that? Anyway, on this day, cities around the world, including Copenhagen, Chicago, Melbourne, Dubai, and Tel Aviv, will hold events to acknowledge their commitment to energy conservation. Now, here's the thing. I am not personally against energy conservation. I find it a great and worthwhile thing, a splendid and worthwhile thing to do, to save energy. It's just that the whole idea that mankind is causing global warming seems to me to be a little, shall we say, arrogant? Yes, I think it's more likely that we're getting closer to the sun, or some such strangeness as that. Then perhaps that man is causing global warming by his own efforts. You know, we're out there trying really hard to heat up the planet. Anyway, I know some of you think I'm a nut. That's okay. I'll just be a nut. And, oh, I don't know, 100, 200, 300 years from now when they look back on this age and say, those people, they believed in global warming caused by humans. Oh, man. You know, kind of like we look back at the people and say, those people, they thought the earth was flat. I mean, come on, they didn't know it was round. Give me a break. Anyway, so it is with global hoaxes. There was a global hoax back then that the earth was flat. There's one now about global warming. This has just been Dr. Bill's opinion. And you can take it or leave it. It doesn't matter to me. Please don't write me with strange emails that say, Dr. Bill, aren't you concerned that global warming is taking over the world? Because I'll go ping and delete it. So save your electrons if you want to save energy. Don't send me any emails on it. I know some of you say, Dr. Bill, you're not supposed to make political comments. Well, I'm like Jonathan Colton. I don't like to make political comments. Notice the silence there. Okay, anyway, I think that's probably just about enough of that. Yes, indeed. And given that the music is starting, I'd say it's time for the doctor to say, I'm out of here.